that said, we move on back to the scripture. Exodus chapter 3 begins this story of Moses who has run away from Egypt after committing murder in the name of maybe righteous anger, but still something wrong that's got him on the run. Exodus chapter 3 verse 1 says this: Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. And he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Horeb actually means wasteland or waste. So he came to Horeb, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I'm going to turn aside to see this great sight. Why the bush is not burned? When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Then he said, do not come near. Take off your sandals, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And now behold, the cry of the people Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? But God said, but I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. And that's the end of the reading that we have from the Old Testament this morning. God, we do ask that you would add your blessing to the reading of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So, verse 1, there he is out in the wilderness and came to the mountain called Waste with the sheep. So he was once this prince of Egypt, the son of the daughter of Pharaoh. And through all the circumstance, he's run away, and now he's a shepherd. And you know, remember Egyptians loathed shepherds? Do you remember that when Joseph brought his family in? He said, just tell them you're shepherds, they won't even bother you. They won't want to hang out with us at all. All right? But he was royalty, adopted, but still, and now he's a shepherd. At first he tried to relate to people who he said, these are my people, these Israelites, but he was an Egyptian. You remember he ran away when he got to Midian? What did the daughters say? Oh, some Egyptian helped us. Because he was an Egyptian. Now, he's a shepherd. And he's in the wilderness. And he's in a mountain called Waste in verse 1. And if you look down at verse 12, God says, you will come back and serve God on this mountain. And we realize that you're talking that God is going to change this place from the waste to the place where Israel worships God, the mountain, right? Mount Sinai. Think about that. It doesn't mean anything yet. This is just the place where he's feeding sheep. But later on, and in fact for the rest of the Bible, oh, you're Mount Sinai, oh, you're Holy Hill, right? Here is where it's happening. So God makes waste to be a place of blessing. Is that good news? That's good news. Where in your life are you looking around at it and you think, what is this ever going to amount to? And here's the scripture that says, the stuff that God touches, he changes. It's not because he favors a spot more or a people more. It's because when he's there, everything's better. All you need is God to make a place. And when Moses walks up to that bush, God says, hey, Moses, take off your sandals from your feet, because this is now holy ground, because I'm here. Well, that's what Scripture's talking to us about.